to worship the Lord with us.
Estamos muy contentos de que estén aquí con nosotros.
Amen. And so good to have a new resident.
Amen.
Sister Dallas, welcome home. Amen. We're glad that she's home.
Bueno, que la hermana Dallas regresó a casa.
And we're thankful what God's going to do in her life here.
Estamos agradecidos de lo que el Señor hará en su vida.
And I believe God's going to do great things and help you, amen, to be instrumental for his work in his kingdom.
Y sé que Dios lo será para instrumento en la vida de ella.
Amen. And we're so blessed to have Brother Diego with us today.
Estamos bendecidos de tener al hermano Diego otra vez con nosotros.
He's finally fixing to go home.
Amen, amen.
Amen. So testify in English and testify in Spanish, which you said, amen, as you testify.
Sure.
English first. Just give the Lord praise.
Sure. Well, it's been a great year, especially being here. I got an awesome opportunity to be here with all of you. Ha sido una gran oportunidad de venir a este lugar, de estar aquí con todos ustedes, que me han recibido muy bien, con mucho cariño. That you all gave me your love and this big opportunity, and I thank you, Brother Crosswhite, for this. I don't know where I would be if you didn't give me this opportunity right now. Y le doy la honra y las gracias al Pastor Crosswhite por la oportunidad de estar aquí, porque no sabría dónde estaría ahora si no fuera por esta oportunidad. And actually, in the trip that I did to Missouri, in Oklahoma, I preached, and I had to preach like this, like in English and then in Spanish. Yeah, it was a good experience, though. The people there that I met, they were from Nacogdoches, and they knew this church. They knew the other Hispanic church around. That was really awesome. That was God's work. That was God's work. Así que la gente a la que fui a predicarle yo a Oklahoma también fueron de aquí, de Nacogdoches, y también conocen las iglesias alrededor, y conocen también esta iglesia. Y también tuve que predicar de esta misma manera, de hablar primero en inglés y luego el español. Fue una experiencia muy buena, la verdad. But now it's good to be back. However, I had to leave again on Tuesday, but I'll be back, though. I'll be back on January. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, because I'm ready. Y volveré, me tengo que ir ya el martes, pero volveré en enero. Ustedes ya saben cuándo, el 14. Y volveré con muchas ganas de poder finalmente quedarme aquí y seguir predicando y seguir traduciendo. Amén.
Don't you love it when God works and shows his grace and power?
¿No le encanta cuando el Señor trabaja y empieza a obrar en cada uno de nosotros?
Nothing is an accident to God.
Nada es un accidente para Dios.
God has a right way of doing things.
Dios tiene una buena manera para hacer todo.
Watch this. Let's stand and open the Bible today. Amen. We're going to a scripture that has already been read tonight by our scripture reader, Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2.
Vamos a Hebreos, capítulo 2, el verso 1.
I love it when God confirms things to pastors, to the congregation. Amen. So Hebrews, the 12th chapter, Brother Robbie started the service out with. Amen. He didn't know it, but God knew it. I knew it. Amen. Just how God done. And God's done this the other night as well, the other day. And last Sunday service, amen. But Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and verse 1 is where we want to go tonight. Hebrews 12, verse 1. The scripture says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with such a great cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Por tanto, nosotros también, teniendo en derredor nuestro tan grande nube de testigo, despojémonos de todo peso y del pecado que nos asedia, y corramos con paciencia la carrera que tenemos por delante.
Looking unto Jesus, second verse. The author, everybody say the author.
The author.
And the finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Puesto los ojos en Jesús, verso 2, el autor y consumador de la fe, el cual por el gozo puesto delante de él sufrió la cruz, menospreciado el oprobio, y se sentó a la diestra del trono de Dios.
Jesus did it all for you and I. Are you thankful?
Jesús hizo todo esto por nosotros.
He stayed on course.
Se quedó en el curso.
He endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Who for the joy, kept course, stayed on course for the joy of dying for you, that you could one day know the fullness of what it's all about. Amen. Are you thankful?
Y todo esto sufrió Jesús, sufrió la cruz y el menosprecio para estar en el gozo del Señor, seguir en el camino por la felicidad que le dio a Él salvarnos a todos y cada uno de nosotros.
I want to preach tonight the joy of staying on course.
Quiero predicar sobre la felicidad de quedarse en la recompensa.
Let's lift our hands and just magnify the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus.
Levantemos nuestras manos y adoremos al Señor.
God, we praise you. We worship you, God. Thank you tonight for your ways, God. I love and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you today, Jesus. We worship you. We worship your name. And we thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name,
amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Before you seat it, before you, amen, fall into the ritual of just sitting down and just putting your seatbelt on, amen, would you get out of your area and go to somebody, amen, and I want you to give them a high five and say, God's on our side tonight. Hallelujah. We're on the winning side. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for victory tonight. Hallelujah.
Pero que saca su puesto y le dé choque a los cinco a cualquier que tenga a su alrededor.
Woo, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Now let's give the Lord a hand of praise.
Ahora sí adoremos al Señor.
Somebody ought to lift their head up and just shout to God for even what He's done for you.
Levante su voz y agradezca por lo que el Señor ha hecho en su vida.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you may be seated tonight.
Ahora sí se puede sentar.
You know, there's a calling that defines, amen, our journey. We're not just traveling here in vain.
Hay un llamado que define nuestro viaje. No estamos aquí vagamente sin saber qué hacer.
Hebrews says there's a race set before us.
El Hebreo capítulo 12 verso 1 dice que hay una carrera por delante.
And the Christian life is not just a motionless change unchanging thing that happens.
Y la vida cristiana no es algo estático que no se mueve o que no cambia.
It's a race.
Es una carrera.
There's a new scenery every step you make for God.
Hay un nuevo escenario que pasa cuando
vas a conocer. It's a pilgrimage and a journey with a destination.
Es una inmigración y un viaje que se hace con un destino.
Aren't you thankful tonight that this is not in vain?
Que esto no es en vano.
Amen. But we're heading somewhere.
Sino que vamos a un propósito.
We're not wandering. We're called.
No estamos preguntándonos para qué somos llamados.
There's a pull of the Holy Ghost tonight.
Sino que hay algo que nos empuja hacia el Espíritu
Santo. Because God cares about you.
Porque a Dios nos importa.
And God wants you to make it.
Y Dios quiere que lo logremos.
And the value of the destination.
Y el valor de la destinación determina la disciplina del viajero.
It determines the discipline of the traveler.
Determina la disciplina del viajero.
And God has set a course for every one of us to follow.
Y Dios ha puesto un curso, una línea de meta para cualquier creyente.
Oh yes, there's a call for holiness.
Hay un llamado a la santidad.
There's a call for obedience.
Hay un llamado a la obediencia.
There's a call of daily commitment.
Hay un llamado a realmente estar con el Señor.
But there's eternal life for us.
Pero hay vida eterna.
Amen. There's a prize.
Hay un precio.
There's a high calling.
Hay un llamamiento alto.
And there's a God that stands with His word. Are you thankful for that today?
Hay un Dios que está por nosotros.
I come to tell everybody that the prize before us is worth everything.
Quiero decirle que el precio que está delante de nosotros lo vale
todo. I'm going to say it again. It's worth everything, folks.
Lo vale todo.
To please God is the greatest prize of all.
Para agradecer y para hacer bien al Señor es el mayor precio y recompensa de todos.
More than heaven.
Más que el cielo.
Amen. Fellowship with God Almighty.
Creo que estar
Amen.
Con el
is
Señor.
Worth it.
Vale
Doesn't it feel good to have God aboard your life?
¿No se siente bien estar con el Señor?
Amen. To feel the fellowship of God when you start worshiping. To feel the anointing of God, the approval of God come all over your body and being.
Para sentir la comunión y la unción del Señor sobre ti.
But you don't run hard for something worthless.
Pero no corres lo suficientemente duro para algo que no vale la pena.
We're not living for worthless things.
No estamos viviendo algo que no vale la pena.
But we run because there's a prize that is priceless.
Sino que estamos corriendo por una recompensa que vale la pena.
God has a reward for you.
Y Dios tiene una recompensa para nosotros.
And the necessity here, the Bible says, we read to lay aside every weight and sin.
Y debemos dejar despojándonos de todo peso del pecado.
I want you to note the scripture distinguishes the difference between sin.
Y la escritura hace bien clara la diferencia entre pecado y peso.
Even though there's sometimes there are weights that are not sinful things.
Porque algunas veces que el peso no significa que haya pecado.
There's some things that are permissible but not beneficial.
Algunas cosas que son permisivas pero no beneficiosas.
A weight is anything that competes with our focus.
El peso es todo lo que compete contra nuestro enfoque.
Anything that hinders our obedience.
Todo lo que nos hereda nuestra obediencia.
And anything that imbalances our spiritual momentum.
Todo lo que nos pone en un imbalance en nuestro momento espiritual.
God wants to stay on course tonight.
Dios quiere estar.
Hallelujah. God wants you to stay on course in this race.
Quiere que estés alineado con su propósito.
There are things that, you know, once were help to us, but now they become hindrances.
Hay algunas cosas que nos ayudaban antes, pero ahora ya no.
Not everything you lay down for God is evil.
No todo lo que le das al Señor es malo.
Sometimes it's just heavy.
Solamente es pesado.
And there's times that there may be a seasonal change in your life.
Y tal vez haya cambios en las temporadas.
Where something don't fit you anymore.
Donde hay algo que ya no te cuadra en tu vida.
You spiritually start outgrowing things.
Y tu espiritualidad empieza a crecer tanto así que ya no te caben estas cosas.
And spiritual maturity calls you to lay aside something.
Y la espiritualidad, la madurez espiritual te hace sacar estas cosas.
That off balances your running.
Que te hace desbalancearte de tu carrera.
And what we cherish sometimes can become a challenge.
Y lo que queremos algunas veces puede ser un desafío.
It may be relationships with people.
Tal vez sea relaciones con las personas.
It may be habits.
Tal vez sea hábitos.
It may be traditions.
Tal vez sean tradiciones.
It may be mindsets.
O transiciones o pensamientos.
It may even be comforts.
O tal vez comodidades.
It may be personal preferences.
Preferencias personales.
It may be emotional attachments.
Cosas emocionales.
It may be habit, hobbies.
Hobbies, tal vez.
And it could be something, amen, from the past, amen, that we have cherished in our life. I'm thankful tonight that God, amen, when we lay down some things, God gives us the power to keep on keeping on. Are you thankful that, amen, whenever God begins to work on us, he lets the joy of the journey be in our hearts.
Qué bueno que el Señor cuando trabaja en nosotros nos pone una felicidad para seguir en la carrera.
It's amazing the other day sitting with a missionary.
Fue maravilloso estar con un misionero.
He reminds me of a camp meeting message in Lufkin years ago.
Me recordó de un mensaje que escuché en un campamento años atrás.
Brother Larry Booker was a speaker.
Don el hermano Larry era el que predicaba.
And he preached about mid-course adjustments.
Cuando hablaba de los arreglos a mitad de camino.
One of the things that he talked about was a rocket going to the moon.
Hablaba de un cohete que va hacia la luna.
If you know anything that, amen, gravity still pulls till it gets out of gravity's pull, but a rocket has trajectory.
Y la gravedad empieza a empujar al cohete para que no salga de la Tierra.
So when they begin to take a rocket and head towards the moon, they had to calculate that trajectory.
Y cuando empiezan a sacar el cohete, tienen que calcular la trayectoria a la que va a ir el cohete por la gravedad.
And they spend the entire journey making micro adjustments.
Y pasan por todo el camino haciendo micro ajustes.
1 degree off at launch, they could miss the moon by many, many, many miles. Just 1 degree off.
Un mal cálculo y se pueden alejar miles y miles de millas de la luna.
So success is not launching off the ground.
Así que el éxito no solamente es salir y despegar.
It's in that constant correction.
Sino que hay constantes correcciones durante el camino.
Are you thankful that even God helps us to adjust to get back in line? All along the way, Brother Williams, even God helps us to make micro adjustments.
Que Dios nos ayuda a hacer micro diferencias y micro arreglos.
Prayer aligns the heart.
Y la adoración realinea el corazón.
I can't bank off of last week's prayer.
No puedo vivir sin la oración.
I have to have a daily talk with God.
Tengo que tener una conversación diaria con el Señor.
I have to have a daily walk with God.
Un caminar diario con el Señor.
And I have to have the Word of God.
Y tengo que tener la palabra del Señor.
The Word recalibrates our thinking.
Y la palabra recalibra nuestro pensar.
The preaching of the Word is to help us to get back in line with God.
La predicación nos ayuda a estar alineados con el Señor.
And conviction begins to warn us when we drift.
Y la convicción nos advierte si nos desviamos.
Tonight, let me just stop and talk to us, even in this place. We can't afford to drift from our target.
Quiero decir, no podemos desviarnos de nuestro objetivo.
Don't let the pull and the gravity pull you and cause you to drift and lose the aim that you have for God.
No deje que la gravedad lo empuje y lo saque de rumbo.
Repentance resets our direction.
El arrepentimiento nos redirecciona.
If we don't adjust, we drift off course.
Si no nos ajustamos, nos iremos fuera de curso.
By the way, nobody backslides overnight. They drift degree by degree and backslide.
Y nadie se va de la iglesia en un día para otro, sino que pasa de a poco a poco.
Do you know small compromises creates large diversions?
Compromisos pequeños causan largas desviaciones.
You deviate by little small things that come in.
Te empiezas a desviar por pequeñas cosas.
We must stay sensitive to the guidance system of the Holy Ghost.
Tenemos que estar sensibles al sistema de guiado del Espíritu Santo.
Amen. That's why we have to pray.
Por eso tenemos que orar.
That's why we need the Word of God.
Por eso necesitamos la palabra del Señor.
That's why we need preaching.
Por eso necesitamos la prédica.
That's why we need conviction in this hour.
Por eso necesitamos convicción en esta casa.
It should be in your life that conviction grows.
Debería estar en su vida que la convicción crezca.
As you grow.
Así como usted crece.
Amen. The more you grow, the more things in life you start realizing are weights.
Y demás, cuando creces más, más te empiezas a dar cuenta de otras cosas.
I come to tell somebody, amen, it's time in this hour to keep on keeping on for God.
Es hora de mantener nuestro pensamiento en el Señor.
In America,
en América,
there was a time where people started going out west.
Se empezaron a ir al oeste.
It was called the Oregon Trail.
Se llamaba el Camino de Oregon.
Wagon trains started going to Oregon.
Y los vagones de trenes empezaron a ir a Oregon.
These were pioneers that were headed for a new territory.
Eran pioneros que iban a ir a nuevo territorio.
And when they began their journey, they loaded their wagons with all kind of things that they cherished.
Y llenaron los vagones del tren con múltiples cosas.
These wagons inside of it had pianos.
Tenían pianos.
Rocking chairs.
Sillas.
They had all kind of china that they inherited from their grandmother.
Tenían muchas cosas de China también.
Oh, they were not sinful.
No era pecado.
But in the course, they became too heavy for the terrain.
Pero en el trayecto se empezó a volver pesado para el tren.
Because the terrain began to pull them upward.
Porque,
and they started to increase the altitude.
Porque empezó a incrementar la altitud.
To survive and to arrive at their destination, they had to leave some things behind them.
Para seguir en el camino y para sobrevivir, tenían que dejar algunas cosas atrás.
History says on the prairie, guess what they found? They found furniture.
Y cuando llegaron,
they found pianos.
Encontraron pianos, sillones.
They found china sets.
Muebles, cosas chinas.
They found all kind of goods and furniture left on the prairie.
Encontraron muchas cosas buenas.
The reason why it was too heavy for them to carry up the mountain.
La razón era porque tenían que acarrearlo desde la montaña.
In order for them to get to their destination.
Y para que ellos llegaran al destino.
They had to lighten the wagon.
Tenían que hacer el vagón más liviano.
They had to lighten the load.
Tenían que sacar todo lo que trajeron.
And lay aside some weights.
Y dejar ese peso.
You know, laying aside some things even doesn't mean that you're a loser.
Sacar cosas de un lado no quiere decir que la vas a perder.
When the Holy Ghost convicts you of doing something that you're doing,
pero cuando el Espíritu Santo te dice que tienes que hacer
it, doesn't mean God's angry at you.
No dice que Dios está enojado contigo.
God is ready for you to shapen up and sharpen up.
Sino que el Señor te está afilando, te está haciendo algo más en ti.
Are you thankful that God still works upon us?
¿No está agradecido
God
que el Señor
still tunes us? God still adjusts us.
Que Dios aún nos ajusta y no, aún nos arregla.
You know, these pioneers built new homes.
Estos pioneros construyeron nuevos hogares.
And they had to regain when they got to their destination. Oh, they needed furniture then, but they got more furniture.
Y necesitaban múltiples muebles y todo eso, pero lo obtuvieron.
Somehow later on, amen, when the new furniture came and new plates and china came, they looked at it and said, look what, you know, look what we have now.
Cuando vieron todo lo nuevo que tenían, dijeron, oh, se emocionaron por lo nuevo que tenían.
What you lay down now,
lo que sacas ahora,
God has a way of approving sometimes later up in the season.
Dios te lo va a recompensar después.
But it's worth it when it's a weight
pero
to
vale
lay
la
it down.
Para dejarlo.
You know, the new land that they were seeking for was a sacrifice,
la nueva
but it was
tierra.
Worth the sacrifice.
La nueva tierra con, llevó un sacrificio, pero era, valía la pena.
They were simply not giving up things, they were gaining a future.
No están simplemente rindiendo cosas, sino que
young person in this room,
para ganar el futuro.
Young person in this room, it's worth it when God begins to speak to you.
Persona joven,
and the Lord begins to tell you, no, lay that aside.
Vale la pena cuando el Señor te pide que dejes unas cosas.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to practice that any longer.
No voy a hacer eso, no voy a practicar eso nunca más.
I'm not going to embrace that anymore. It may be a friend.
No voy a abrazar eso, tal vez sea un amigo.
It may be somebody that the Lord says you need to stay away from.
Tal vez sea alguien que el Señor te dice, el Señor que te tienes que alejar.
It may be something in your life that you're entertaining that the Lord says, no, it's costing you.
Sino que sea algo que la vida que te está entreteniendo, el Señor te dice,
it's
para.
It's causing you to become imbalanced in your race.
Que tal vez te está haciendo que estés imbalanceado en tu camino.
The Bible begins to say we need to run this race with patience.
Sino que la Biblia dice que hay que correr esta carrera con
paciencia. There's a prize for you, friend, that God wants you to stay in tune with.
Hay una recompensa que tienes que obtener.
The race is not a sprint, but it's endurance, brother and sister.
La carrera no es solamente para ir rápido, sino para resistir.
And when we run with patience, it means that we have to stay steady and consistent.
Cuando corremos con paciencia, hay que mantenernos quietos y consistentes.
You know, God he's not even asking us to run fast.
El Señor no nos pide que corramos rápido,
but he's asking us to run faithful.
Sino que corramos
somebody
bien.
Ought to say thank you, Jesus.
Alguien diga gracias, Jesús.
God is not looking for somebody who's the swiftest.
El Señor no está buscando a alguien que sea mejor.
But God is looking for somebody who's consistently faithful.
Sino que alguien que sea constantemente fiel a él.
Endurance sometimes requires lightening the load.
La dureza a veces requiere que el Señor haga algo más en nosotros.
You can't run hard sometimes if your hands are full.
No puedes correr tan rápido si tus manos están.
You can't run
llenas.
Forward if you're chained to yesterday.
No puedes ir hacia adelante si estás atado al pasado.
And you can't finish well if you refuse to let go of some things that are weighing you down.
No puedes terminar la carrera si no estás dispuesto a sacar cosas en tu vida.
But friend, I come to tell you the prize is worth it tonight.
Vengo a decirle que
to lay aside
vale
everything. When we keep our eyes on the prize, amen, the joy of living for God comes. Amen, when you lay aside that, oh, it may have a feeling and a meaning to it, but it's worth it for God's sake.
Cuando dejamos esas cosas que nos producen sentimiento, vale la pena dejarlo para ir al Señor, porque Él vale la pena más que todo aquello.
Let me ask you the question, what must you lay aside?
¿Qué debemos sacar de nuestras vidas?
That you could be a better runner for God.
Para que tú puedas ser un mejor corredor en la vida.
Is there a weight in your life?
¿Hay algo de peso en tu vida?
Do you have a mindset that you've developed?
¿Tienes una mentalidad que desarrollaste que no deberías?
Is there a habit?
¿Hay un hábito acaso?
That is holding you back.
Que te está trayendo algo malo?
Is there an attitude that you have developed now that you need to get rid of?
¿Una actitud mala que estás desarrollando y te tienes que dejar?
Is there a rocking chair from your past that no longer fits your journey?
¿O hay algo, una silla o algo que tu pasado que ya no logra?
Is there a degree of drift that you're drifting over into that you need to correct?
¿Hay algo que te está haciendo que te desvíes del camino que necesitas corregir?
I want to just remind you the prize is too valuable for you to run heavy.
Quiero decirle que la recompensa es muy valiosa para correr pesado.
The calling of God is too holy for you to become distracted.
El llamado de Dios es muy santo para que tú te distraigas.
And the heaven is too close for you to run off course.
Y el cielo está muy cerca para que tú vayas de otra dirección.
The word sin.
La palabra pecado.
The word sin means to miss your mark.
La palabra pecado significa dejar la marca o perder la marca, perder.
Miss the target.
Perder el propósito.
God tonight in this place He wants somebody to lay aside anything that costs you.
Dios quiere que pongas de lado
from
todo
finishing your course.
Para que tú termines la carrera.
So today we hear the Spirit saying, make the adjustment.
Y el Espíritu nos dice, haz el ajuste.
Correct your course.
Correcciona tu camino.
Lay aside the weight.
Deja el peso.
Run with patience.
Corre con paciencia.
Fix your eyes on the prize.
Pon tus ojos en Jesús.
Not because God is demanding.
No porque Dios te lo esté demandando.
But because He's worth everything.
Sino porque Él es digno.
Because His calling is worth it.
Porque su llamado es digno.
His presence is worth it.
Porque su presencia
vale la pena. And most of all, heaven is worth it. Oh, you're thankful. Would you lift your hands tonight and thank the Lord for the call? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We were not made for this old world.
No fuimos hechos para este mundo.
But we're pioneers and runners in a race that is headed for a new world.
Sino que somos pioneros para uno nuevo.
This world is not our home.
Este mundo no es nuestro hogar.
We're just a passing through.
Solo estamos pasando por aquello.
Don't put your roots down too deep here.
No pongas tus raíces muy profundamente aquí.
When God has a higher calling.
Cuando Dios tiene un llamado más alto para ti.
Man, here tonight, don't let distractions get you.
No, no dejes que las distracciones te desvíen.
Lady, here tonight, don't let things begin to pull you and divert you.
Mujeres y hombres, no dejen que cosas los desvíen del camino de Dios.
Every one of us tonight are human beings.
Todos aquí somos humanos.
And we're all the time tempted with the same things.
Todos pasamos por lo mismo a veces.
Different categories.
Diferentes categorías, quizás.
Lust of the eye.
Los pecados de los ojos.
Lust of the flesh.
El pecado de la carne.
And the pride of life.
Y el orgullo de la vida.
If something is pulling at you, if you're flirting with one of these three things and you can't get your eyes off of something, you can't get your feelings off of something, you can't get your mind off of something, you need to pray, God, I need even something of you tonight to help me to get back on course, that the joy of the journey is still in my heart.
Si hay alguna de esas tres, más te vale que empieces a orar al Señor y a pedirle que te ayude para salir de todo aquello, para correccionar tu curso y tu camino.
In closing tonight,
estoy ahora terminando.
There was a famous violinist.
Había un famoso violinista
who once walked onto the stage. He was very famous, but he walked on the stage.
Caminó aquí al escenario
to perform, and the concert hall was packed.
Y el concierto estaba lleno porque él era muy famoso.
He lifted his prized violin.
Y dejó que su preciado violín.
And he began to play it. In a brilliant way.
Lo empezó a tocar, se lo puso aquí, lo empezó a tocar de una manera brillante.
And as he played, one of the strings all of a sudden snapped.
Y mientras tocaba, una de las cuerdas se salió.
There was a sharp twang and the audience all gasped.
Y cuando oyeron esto la audiencia se espantó.
The musician didn't stop.
Pero el músico no paró.
He simply adjusted his fingers and continued to play the piece with three strings.
Sino que siguió tocando, pero solamente con tres.
Moments later, a second string snapped.
Momentos después, una segunda cuerda se rompió.
The hall felt sharp, felt silent.
Y todo el lugar se puso en silencio.
Surely it's over, they thought.
Y seguramente ya la música se acabó y no va a tocar más.
But
pero
the musician kept playing.
El violinista siguió
and
tocando.
He readjusted.
Y reajustó sus dedos para seguir tocando.
Then everybody's disbelief, guess what? A third string popped.
Y para no sorpresa de muchos, la tercera cuerda se rompió otra vez.
He held the violin with only one string.
Y ahora solamente tocaba con un solamente dedo.
Yet with unwavering focus.
Con un enfoque que no nadie lo podía desenfocar.
He finished the entire piece with only one string.
Y terminó toda la obra musical con solamente un dedo.
When the last note rang out, the audience jumped to their feet and applauded.
Y lo terminó todo con una cuerda.
Later, somebody asked how he kept going with everything seemed to fall apart.
Y la audiencia se puso de pie y lo empezó a aplaudir y le preguntaban cómo es que no perdió el enfoque o cómo siguió tocando.
He replied, "I didn't focus on the strings I lost. I focused on the music that remained."
No me enfoqué en las cuerdas que perdí, me enfoqué en la música que seguía.
I come to tell somebody, the Bible tells us, "Amen." Look at the cloud of witnesses around us. Let's lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and run with patience the race that is before us.
Llegamos a lo que dice la Biblia, mirando la tan grande nube de testigos, empujando
looking
todo eso.
Unto Jesus,
miremos al Señor,
the author and the finisher of our faith.
El autor y consumador de la fe.
Look at what he did.
Veamos lo que ha hecho.
For the joy he endured the cross.
Por la felicidad que él usó.
He said, I've come that you may have life and it more abundantly.
Ir a la cruz y darnos vida eterna.
Tonight in this place it's worth the journey.
Estar aquí,
it's worth the race.
Vale la pena. Vale
Brother
la
Williams, it's worth the race.
Todo vale la pena.
Brother Robbie, it's worth the race.
Robbie,
Amen.
Vale
Sister Mahalia, it's worth the race.
Vale la
Amen. Sister Kristen, it's worth the race.
Vale la
Brother
carrera.
Murray, it's worth the race. Sister Murray, it's worth the race. It's no time to be distracted. Amen. Remember the joy. Remember the prize. Remember the outcome.
Recuerden el recompensa. Recuerden la alegría que el Señor nos da por ello.
It's worth it.
Vale la pena.
But I can get so busy.
Pero nos podemos ocupar tanto.
I can get so distracted.
No podemos distraer tanto.
That I forget the purpose of living for God.
Que me olvido del propósito por el cual vivo por el Señor.
And isn't it crazy when you come to church?
Y es un poco extraño cuando venimos a la iglesia.
The old devil, he knows what to do.
Y el diablo sabe qué hacer.
Because he used to be involved in worship.
Porque él estaba en la adoración antes.
Before he was a devil.
Antes que fuera diablo.
He couldn't live for God.
Él vivía para Dios.
And he don't want you to live for God either.
Pero no quería vivir para
he
Dios.
Knows
no
what worship means to God.
Y sabe lo que la adoración al Señor significa.
He knows what the word of God really is.
Y sabe lo que la palabra del Señor es.
So guess what he does at church.
¿Sabe lo que hace en la iglesia?
He twists your purpose.
Empieza a desarreglar tu propósito. Te distrae la iglesia.
He takes your attention.
Toma tu atención.
That you don't give God your fullness and your best.
Para que no le des al Señor lo mejor.
Tonight you ought to stand to your feet and lift your hands.
Ahora debes ponerte de pie.
And you ought to praise him for the opportunity.
Y no desperdiciar la oportunidad de alabar al Señor.
To run this race, hallelujah.
Para correr esta carrera.
Hallelujah. Won't you come to the front and lift your hands
Pero
in this place?
Aquí
Amen.
Aquí
come on, don't even hesitate. Don't even second guess. Amen. Si you need to come to the front and say, God, I thank you for the running. I thank you I could run this race for you. I could live for you. I thank you for the purpose tonight.
Venga aquí, dele la gracia al Señor por la carrera, por los sacrificios, por todos los demás.
Hallelujah. Would you lift your voice to the King? Let's honor the Lord tonight. Come on, he didn't have to, but he did for you and I.
Hallelujah.
His love and kindness is here tonight. His great mercies. Come on, God wants you to make it.
El Señor quiere que lo logres, no quiere que falles. Él lo hizo por todos nosotros.
Hallelujah. But tonight,
pero esta noche,
you may have to be like NASA that corrects that rocket.
Tal vez tenga que ser como la NASA que corrigió el cohete que iba a
la luna. Maybe your attitude has been off.
Quizá tu actitud esté mal.
Maybe you've been entertaining voices in your brain.
Quizás has estado entreteniendo voces en tu cabeza.
When a man gets a certain age, he starts feeling like, man, I'm starting getting old. A woman starts to feel like at a certain age, you know, I'm starting to get old.
Cuando los hombres y mujeres llegan a cierta edad, empiezan a verse viejos.
And the devil begins to whisper, you're not who you used to be.
Y el diablo le empieza a decir, ya no eres lo que eras antes.
You're not that young chick anymore.
Ya no eres tan joven.
You're not that strong dude no more.
Ya no eres tan fuerte.
If you're going to play around, now's the time to play around.
Si vas a jugar o vas a entretenerte, hazlo
ahora. You got plenty of life and plenty of time.
Tienes una vida plena y pleno tiempo.
It won't hurt nobody, you know.
A nadie le va a doler que hagas esto.
Fudge just a little bit.
Solamente desórdenate un poco.
Compromise your life just a little bit.
Compromete tu vida un poco nomás.
Play around a little bit.
Vete a jugar mientras.
But this is a race for God, not you.
Pero esta carrera es de Dios.
You don't belong to you anyway.
Tú no perteneces a ti mismo.
You belong to God.
Tú perteneces a Dios.
You're not your own.
No eres tú mismo.
You've been bought with a price.
Sino que has sido comprado por un precio.
Don't forget the reason that you're here tonight.
No te olvides la razón por la que estás aquí.
Look, when it only takes one little moment.
Sino que toma un momento.
Of compromise for somebody to be destroyed.
De compromiso para que una persona sea destruida.
There was a strong man in the Bible. He was about your size, bro. In my mind, I never looked at Samson being a big old
Había un hombre en la Biblia, Samson.
Strong man. I looked at him probably like Brother Diego.
Y que se veía como de mi estatura.
But when the Spirit of God came on him, he became a strong man.
Pero cuando el Espíritu de Dios vino a él, se volvió un hombre fuerte.
Jawbone of a donkey.
Con una quijada de burro.
The enemy.
Empezó a matar a todos sus enemigos.
The strength of God came over him. He carried the city gates off.
Sacó las puertas de la ciudad como si nada.
But the fluttering of an eyelid of a woman named Delilah.
Pero cuando empezó a desviarse por sus ojos hacia la mujer Dalila.
She said, "Diego, you're a hunk." Translate that for me.
I don't think I can.
All it took was the enemy. A little bit of distraction.
Todo lo que tomó el enemigo, solamente un poco de distracción.
When Samson woke up,
cuando Sansón despertó,
after he compromised,
después de comprometerse,
he was a weak nothing.
Ya no sentía nada.
They gouged his eyes out.
Sacaron sus ojos.
They made a token and a mockery out of him.
Se burlaron de él.
Sin wants to mock you.
El pecado quiere burlarse
and mock
de ti
your God.
Y burlarse de Dios.
Woo, hallelujah. Stay on course.
Quédese en el curso. Quédese en la carrera.
Adjust yourself to get back on course.
Ajústese para seguir en la carrera.
Come on, it's worth walking with God.
Vale la pena caminar con
Dios. It's worth living for God.
Vale la pena vivir por el Señor.
It's worth staying with God.
Vale la pena estar con el Señor.
Hallelujah, the anointing of God is in this place right now. Even would you lift your heart to God and thank him for the truth. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I want to live for you, I want to be for you. Hallelujah. There's things that may be going on in your life right now. And the devil tells you, oh, it's not worth it. You've gone too far. You're an idiot. You played around.
Ya estás listo para hacer lo que tú quieras.
The enemy tells you it's not worth it. But the Holy Ghost tonight says it's worth it. Get in the race. This race is eternal.
El enemigo te puede decir muchas cosas, pero el Espíritu Santo dice que esto vale la pena porque esto es la eternidad.
Even tonight before church,
incluso esta noche antes de la iglesia,
I got a text from one of my friends, 54 years old.
Un amigo me habló de 54 años.
Sister Rachel knows him.
La hermana Rachel lo conoce.
54 years old. She grew up with Nathan.
Ella creció con
and his body's in a funeral home in Oklahoma tonight.
Y su cuerpo está en un funeral en Oklahoma ahora.
Death doesn't respect anybody's age.
La muerte no respeta ninguna edad de nadie.
We're only an arm length away when we get in the car.
Solamente estamos aquí.
I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you the truth.
Podemos estar aquí un día y al otro no, y no trato de asustar.
I'd rather have Jesus.
Yo prefiero tener a Jesús.
I'd rather am able to put my head on a pillow.
Prefiero tener mi cabeza en la almohada.
And say, I've kept the faith. I've stayed on course.
Me quedé en la carrera.
That all of a sudden, amen, when the last thing was going through my mind, I am in trouble.
Cuando lo último sea en mi mente que estoy en problemas.
I let the devil fool me.
Dejé que el diablo me hiciera tonto.
I'm thankful for the grace of God. Are you thankful tonight for the goodness of God? Come on, would you let the washing of the Holy Ghost come all over you right now? Somebody, you may need to repent and get it back in order. Tonight, won't you do that right where you're at? It doesn't take a great big thing, just a little adjustment tonight.
Solo toma un pequeño ajuste del Señor.
Come on, adjust your heart back.
Ajuste su corazón.
Hallelujah, adjust your life back.
Ajuste su vida.
Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord around the altar tonight.
Adoremos al Señor en el altar ahora.
Until the Savior finally calls us home. Give it everything you have. Finish well. Finish well.
Come on, finish well tonight. Come on, hallelujah.
Every day.
Come on, it's worth asking God, Lord, help me with this problem. Come on, if you got a situation, you got something brewing in your heart, you got disobedience in your life, ask God to help you with it. God, help me not to be intrigued with this disobedience. Help me not to play with it.
Ya sea desobediencia, todo lo que sea, vale la pena al Señor preguntarle y pedirle ayuda, porque Él lo va a hacer. Él te va a rescatar. No lo dude.
Finish well.
for the prize tonight. Come on, head for the finish line.
Corra por el precio, corra por la recompensa.
Come on, head for victory.
Vayas a la victoria.
Until the Savior finally calls us home. Give it everything you have. Finish well. Keep on. Be brave.
Sing it, church, if you know it.
Keep on, be brave. Hold fast, have faith. Pray hard, fear not. Stay strong. Distressed, weary saint in need of rest. There are storms you must walk through, but they won't last. They never do.
Run the race. Run the race.
Fear not.
Corra la carrera. Corra la carrera.
Stay strong. Keep on.
Sing it again.
Keep on. Be brave. Hold fast. Cross in sight, He will guide you safely on to where trouble comes no more. Keep on, be brave.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord for His Spirit. Hallelujah. Give the Lord thanks.
Mira la gracia, Señor Jesús.
Hallelujah. Let me challenge you as a pastor.
Déjeme desafiarlo como pastor.
My pastor taught me, and my mom is here. I can remember Pastor Spell teaching us. During this time of the year, the holidays,
mi pastor me enseñó durante estas épocas,
is very crucial for our testimony.
Es muy crucial mantener nuestro testimonio.
There's people we see, people we're around,
gente que vemos y gente que está a nuestro alrededor,
that need us,
que nos necesitan.
And the devil sees right now,
y el diablo lo ve.
And during this time of the year,
y en esta época del año,
we get so diverted that
nos podemos desviar tanto que
the devil begins to fool with our brains,
que el diablo empieza a hacernos tonto con nuestra cabeza,
and we could compromise.
Nos podemos comprometer.
So I want to warn you, and I want to just give you an insight.
Quiero advertirle.
Stay strong.
Quédese, manténgase fuerte.
Be vigilant.
Manténgase viendo todo.
Put your armor on.
Póngase su armadura.
The Bible says the whole armor of God.
El Señor dice toda la armadura de Dios.
Put your whole armor on every day.
Póngase toda la armadura.
How do you do that, Pastor?
¿Cómo lo haces?
I mean, I do this. I take, like I'm putting a helmet on, the helmet of salvation.
Yo pongo el casco de la salvación.
Lord, let me keep my mind right.
Señor, ayúdame a mantener mi cabeza bien.
Let my thinking stay right.
Que mis pensamientos estén bien.
Let my eyes fall on.
Y que mis ojos estén bien.
When my eyes goes to something that
y cuando
not
mis ojos
right,
van a donde no se tiene que ir.
Help me to keep my eyes the right things.
Ayúdame a mantener mis ojos en lo que es correcto.
Help me to keep my tongue.
Que mantenga mi lengua.
Reined in. That little thing right here.
Esta pequeña cosa que hay.
Could hang you.
Puede engañar.
Somebody say amen. I said something that hung you. Lord, help my ears.
Señor, ayuda a mis orejas. Mis
to stay tuned what is right.
Para que podamos escuchar lo que está bien.
Help my nose.
Ayuda a mi nariz.
To stay in the right place. Out of other people's business.
Para que se queden.
Abby, I have to pray that. You know that? I go to somewhere at a restaurant and they're talking over here. Before you know it, I want to just no. Got to keep my nose in the right thing.
Hay que mantener nuestra nariz en el buen lugar porque si vamos.
The Bible says the breastplate of righteousness.
Que nos pongamos en la placa.
It covers your heart area.
Que protege tu corazón.
Vitals, Lord.
Help
me to have my heart right.
Ayúdanos a mantener nuestro corazón bien, Señor.
The Bible says the belt of truth, God. Help my loins to be girded with truth.
Y que nos mantengamos y nos protejamos con la verdad.
Help me keep truth attached in my life.
Y que mantengamos la verdad en nuestra vida.
Mm-hmm. That means to push away every false thing too.
Y también empujar todas las cosas falsas de nuestra vida.
Then it says your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Put the shoes of the gospel on.
Y que también te pongas los zapatos del evangelio.
Help me keep my purpose.
Ayúdame a mantener mi propósito.
Then it talks about the shield of faith.
También habla del escudo de la fe.
To quench the fiery darts.
Para sacar los dardos del enemigo.
They're going to be fiery darts.
Que se no van a disparar con dardos.
The enemy has good aim.
El enemigo tiene muy buena puntería.
But the shield puts it out.
Pero el escudo lo saca.
And then the sword of the spirit.
Y la espada del espíritu, la Biblia.
The Bible says when you put on the whole armor of God, stand.
Cuando te pones toda la armadura de Dios.
That you may withstand.
Y podrás mantenerte firme.
You know what withstand means? That you could take every blow.
¿Y sabe lo que significa eso? Que usted puede, cualquier golpe que le venga, no se va a mover usted.
Sister Beth, you can handle the storm when you're armored up.
Y cualquiera puede resistir la tormenta cuando tiene la armadura.
You can take the fiery darts when you're armored up.
Puede aguantar los dardos del enemigo con la armadura.
Puedes that's mantener. A military term, Brother Tommy. That's a military term, to stand
puede mantenerse
and withstand in this evil hour.
Y mantenernos firmes en esta
hora. Amen. Church, let's go to heaven, how?
Vamos al cielo, ¿cómo?
God bless you in Jesus' name.
Dios les bendiga, en nombre del Señor Jesús.